Blog Talk Radio.
Cutting my music. Welcome to Heels a Legend Show. I am your host, Heels the Best. My co-host, he is currently at home celebrating a victory over the Jets. He is throwing a birthday party, so he will not be joining me today. And I am live here at Spoon and Sable here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, getting ready for the Week 12 matchup. Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings will square off in the UE game of the week as they will kick off around 6 o'clock tomorrow. That has been the game time set. So we will be in much anticipation for that matchup, and we are anticipating a call from DJM. He should be live on set with us shortly, so we are anticipating his arrival as well up until now. Good afternoon to Upper Echelon. I am Heels the Best, like I said. We are getting closer, 1 week away from the official playoff push here in Upper Echelon. I think we are very excited for the last stretch run with the last 5 weeks of the season quickly upon us after the advance. The advance will be tomorrow night. So we will be in the playoff push within the next 24 hours. I'm excited. I know a lot of you are as well, as the season is coming towards the end of Madden 16, as we are 3 weeks away, from the release of Madden 17. We're all excited. We're all Madden themed, so we're very excited for the upcoming release of Madden 17. A lot of guys have aspirations of making big noise, but we still have a season left to be played. Still a Super Bowl payout, PSN payout to the Super Bowl winner. So we have a lot of football left and a lot of things at stake in Upper Echelon towards this last season. Let's look at some matchups that took place and that has already been final in Week 12. We had Mexico City and the Carolina Panthers squaring off last night. It was a laugher, 44-15, as the Panthers dismantled, undressed, beat, and stepped on Mexico City. It was ugly, and the Panthers kind of let up. It was not a pretty game to watch. Both teams were sloppy, but Mexico City was terrible. They just looked at bad. Brody Phillip looked finished. He looked like he did coming out of Penn State when a lot of people didn't think he would be an NFL quarterback, and all those question marks that follow him in the combine has really started to rear his ugly head in Mexico City. It's nothing he can do right now, even with the Zach James a few times. It's just over for UPT. Mexico City has two losses that kind of just put them in a very tough predicament that they're not going to be able to catch the Minnesota Vikings, I don't think, or the Green Bay Packers, the loser of this game. I don't think they'll be able to catch neither one of these teams because that's what just how these standings are. You lose a few games, you lose confidence, and this team is not confident right now, and they're in a bad way. New Orleans and Atlanta played as well, 38-21. A very good game. Atlanta was leading at halftime, 21-14. The Saints had a hangover, and then they just turned it on in the second half, scoring 24 unanswered points to win the game, 38-21. They just dominated in the second half, turned it up just a few notches when the Saints owned the winning track after their embarrassing performance against the Carolina Panthers in the Week 11 game of the week, and also a matchup that took place and it has been finalized. Pittsburgh Steelers took on the Tennessee Titans 45-23 as the Titans dismantled Pittsburgh as well. Marcus Mariota, 400 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, a perfect quarterback rating, 18 for 25, 85% completion. Mr. Barkley, 8 catches, 182 yards, 2 touchdowns. It was a aerial assault in Tennessee and Cashville, as they like to call it, as the Titans are starting to look like the team they were before they left. And that's yours truly. And we are clicking on all cylinders. And we will clinch the AFC South within the next 2 advances. So this team will have a home playoff game. And all they're worried about is trying to get a home field advantage. And there's a lot of football left to be played for either one of those teams to even be considering those type of accolades. And it is a big Week 12, like I said. Minnesota Green Bay is still on tap. We still have some good games left. Miami, Kansas City is up to be played. Houston and Cincinnati is a game that playoff implication as well. Patriots at Giants, playoff game as well. So we're going to do our very best to get these games played. And I think a lot of people are excited for those games to take place. And we do have a caller. We have my co-host here. He is ready to go. He is calling in now. He was doing a birthday party. We didn't know if he was going to be able to be on the show. Yet he is my co-host. Chris, how you doing, my brother?
What's going on? You know, I just checked the chat, you know, just to see what the good word is and saw that it was going down. So I figured I didn't want you to have to be hands down, man down. So I wanted to call in. Hello, somebody. But I might lose you because I'm traveling through a desolate area in the United States. So if I drop the call, that's what it is. Hello, somebody.
And hey, hello, somebody. Chris is on the show. Like I said, we knew he had some prior engagements. He had put this on the calendar as a day that he might take. But this man takes no days off. He is ready for his last season in Upper Echelon. And we give credit to Chris. Chris, you have the Chiefs coming up. First, let's talk about your game last night. Quick recap, because DJM should be joining me on set pretty soon as I talked to his representative not too long ago. Quickly, Chris, Week 11 last night, you and the Jets, the game didn't go as planned for the Dolphins, but you was very balanced, difficult to stop on.
Actually, let me stop you right there. The game actually went exactly how I planned it. I had no intentions to pass the ball to Jacquez Spencer, to be quite frank with you. Hence why I went with the ground and pound. I knew I was going to see a lot of dime and quarter, so I said, well, hell with it. We'll just run the ball. And essentially, that's what the game was about. When you can even ask off the boss, when the game was close, it was about a 3-point game, I was never worried. I just said I was going to crank up. And sure enough, we did what we did. I always feel that a staple of a good team is how can you hold up with the defense when the defense needed to stand up, and they did everything that I expected them to do. So I don't feel that it was a disappointment by no means, because we want to just get away with the win. We don't care how it get done. We just want it done.
I agree. That's the nature of the game. It's winning football games. Survive in advance is the special term in March Madness. I know, Prez, everyone in America know what March Madness is. Survive in advance, that's what you do. You survive a game. You live to play the next week. Of course, it doesn't stand in this because it's a regular season, but you just survive games, win them, and keep going. Keep your resume building. Keep winning games, getting yourself closer and closer to posting in Miami, the beautiful city of Miami, where your players rise up the best. So, Prez, I know you're looking forward to that. Now let's not look forward. Let's look to the present moment. Week 12, you and the Chiefs, you told me earlier that y'all was expected to clash later on today. Is that still on tap for today?
Yeah, I'm still sitting poolside at my daughter's birthday party. She's running around excited about eating cake right now. And after which, I should be home around 7:30, 8 o'clock. I just sent him a private message, his house, so that it was a show going on, letting them know that I'll be ready around 7:30, 8 o'clock this evening to go ahead and go to battle. But I want to say this to all my fans. If for some odd reason something happens and we don't go undefeated, that is not our ultimate goal. We're not here to break records. We're here to win championships. And I called Steph Curry last night, and he said that he'll give anything to have a 60-12 record and have a championship. So, and that resonated with me. So I just want to let the world know and all my fans know we're giving it all we have to go undefeated, but that's not our objective. And I just want everybody to know if – excuse me, go ahead.
No, I'm glad you brought this up, Chris, and I wanted you to finish your statement because I heard what was said in the Miami Herald last night, the Miami Sun, excuse me, this morning about how the Dolphins are not what their coach and their general manager think they is. They should have embarrassed the Jets last night. So I'm assuming that comment that you made in the group today, quarter down there in the Miami Sun, I know you and him do not have a good relationship as is, and it seems like that comment was directed towards the Miami Sun last night or this morning.
Well, what it is, it's this simple. You know, people say you're supposed to blow people out. When you play somebody twice a year for 9 seasons, there's no blowouts in this game. Let's be honest. It's a division of foe. Division games are always closer than you would like them to be. I ever worried about the game? Absolutely not. But I understand. I play him twice a year. He knows what they expect from me because, you know, his homeboy also plays me twice a year. So they sit down and they game plan and try to figure out ways to stop me. And I understand that, and that's cool, and I'm all for it. Now, as far as folks who don't see me, I don't expect the same kind of game. And like I said, I also was tamed last night. I didn't want to do a lot because we have set records with Jacquez Spencer. We're not here to force the ball to Jacquez Spencer. We're not here to make sure that he gets 4 touchdowns a game. That is not the objective. If it means you want to shadow Jacquez Spencer and shut him down to where it gets no catches so you feel good, that's great. But the end game is to win. And I don't care how you get it, I just want it done.
I agree. That is the objective, is to win the game. And that's what a lot of us is trying to do. Ghost Kick and Bleed is on right now. I'm not sure have you even had a chance to look at the game. It's an 8-point game right now.
Who's leading?
49ers are trying to go in and tie that football game up. They're down 31-23. They're facing goal right now with 3rd and 9. With about 2 minutes and 25 seconds left in the game, Prez, Bleed has just completed and converted a first down. It's 1st and 10 outside the 10-yard line. Prez, we're not going to get too far in that game. That's not the objective of the show. Like I said, we're still in arrival. DJM should be on the set within the next minute or so. I just talked to his representative, and he is walking on the set now. We're letting him hook up to the microphone right now. So we're going to talk to DJM for the last 15 minutes of this show. I'll just get a little gauge of what's going on, what's his mindset for this big game. DJM is currently on set with us. So we're going to go ahead and welcome the Green Bay Packers coach, owner, lawyer, whatever he is to you and your friends. DJM, how are you feeling here at Staple and Spoon here in Minneapolis?
I feel great. And I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me, Mr. Hills.
Wow. We have Prez via phone. He called in He said he stepped away just a little bit from the birthday party, so he's joining us as well. He took the day off. Now he's working. He's not going to get paid, so I hope he does understand that you're not getting paid. This is all free work, free labor, free labor. That's all.
There's really nothing free. My sponsors take care of me, and actually, I want to give a shout out to Sweetwater Brewing Company. I'm sitting here enjoying the Extra Pale Ale 420, and I thank you for the case that you sent to me. And I, like I said, I'm never lacking of funds. Thank you, Sweetwater Brewing Company.
I'm doing well. I got a bone to pick with you. First of all, I got a 5-month-old puppy who did not get an invite to this party, and you're sitting here sad. That's the first thing.
Wow.
Second thing is
crazy. Any rebuttal, Fred?
He said he had a 5-month-old baby sitting there.
Puppy.
I apologize. I didn't give a lot of invites out to the party. You know, this was something that was totally unexpected. But she turned 12 years old, and I want to give you a backstory. I took her to the vet about 16 months ago, and when I went to the vet said, "Well, she's 11 years old. It's nothing that she's going to do. She's never going to walk again, so you should put her down." And I remember sitting at that vet, and I cried like a baby because that was my baby. And I said, I will not put her down. She's in her right frame of mind. And so she couldn't walk for about 2 weeks, and finally she said, "Hell with this. Let me show you something." She's been walking ever since. So I want to say the hell to the vet who told me to put her down because she's giving you the big finger. Hello, somebody. The Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hello.
Wow,
that's a
heck of a story. So this is quickly, we're going to ask you this quick question, Prez, and I want to get DJ insight. So this season, is this what the Dolphins has been thriving off of?
Yes, she has absolutely given us extra motivation, and I turn and I look at her when I feel like I want to give up or go ahead and just not finish. She tells me the words of the great Mike Irvin. She tells me, "Look up, get up, and don't ever give up." And I understand.
Oh, wow. We're going to move on from that. DJM, week 12, you are in Minneapolis. You're here with me. The restaurant, we have good security, DJM. Do not worry about these fans. They have already started happy hour. What is your mindset? What is Hudson's mindset? What is Jameis? First, let me ask about Jameis Winston. We know what you have in that stud running back. He's probably one of the best players in the league, top 5, top 10 players guaranteed in UE. What is your mind state of Jameis Winston right now? You're 8-2. You lost your first game of the season, and you've been rolling kind of every since. What is the mind state of Jameis Winston right now in your offense?
Well, I'm going to be honest because I know he's listening. We are as steady as we go because we're balanced across the board, but Jameis has been up and down. I'm not really impressed with his play. It's like he sat for a few years behind Rodgers, and we thought he'd be ready, and he was, you know, taking good notes. But I guess he was using Cliff Notes because he's not passing the test this season. It's not.
Wow.
The eye test, he's failing. We can get by certain teams, but our next game is going to be big. It's going to be really big. And just so you know, we don't need security detailing in Minneapolis. That's the last thing.
Wow.
We don't need it there. We don't need it in 305 either. Just putting that out there.
Wow. Wow. I hear you. You're swinging at any and everyone that's coming towards the Green Bay Packers. Now, DJM, everyone knows right now that the Carolina Panthers are the cream of the crop in the NFC and basically the UE, the whole league, because they are the defending reigning and defending champions. They're looking good against certain guys, but a lot of people around the league are rumbling that they're not as explosive as they have been the past three seasons, especially and that class that y'all did participate last in that championship game, 59-52. I don't see – they're scoring 44 on the Mexico City and the Saints. But we're talking about guys that know how to put clamps on people. The Packers. I will even put the Giants in this category because the Giants might not can score, but they're not going to let you embarrass them out there either. So is the Panthers' offense explosive to you, what you have been seeing over the past few weeks after the move of Camden, after the move of Mr. Sutton?
Are they still explosive? Yes, but it's a different type. You got steady now. You got Mike Evans. He's 6'5" and go over anybody. Still has the speed that he had before, if not more. Because you got two receivers. I can't remember their names, but they got 95
yeah.
speed, 97 speed. I mean, so you haven't lost any of that. The hang up, the linchpin in this whole thing is Langford. Is it Ryan Langford?
I think so. Yeah,
Jeremy,
yeah.
I don't know, whatever
yeah.
his name is.
Jeremy Ryan Langford, yeah.
That's the guy who kind of is holding up the offense. And I've seen him have some bad games, but you can't expect him to come out and have a bad game. You would just have to come out and play good defense. And if he has a bad game, then that's just that's icing on the cake for you. But, yeah, that, just to answer your question, they're still explosive. They're still a really good team, really explosive team. You still have Sean Smith back there, running back. So,
yeah.
Not a lot of holes. Not a lot of holes at all.
I agree. They probably have, on paper, a very talented defense, probably the most talented, but they lost their star-studded cornerback. He won't be back until late playoffs. Broke his collarbone in that win last night. That's something.
J.J.
Burke, yes, sir. He broke his collarbone
yeah.
out for 8 weeks. So
he's a good
we're
kid.
Praying
we actually
him.
Brought him in to work out. Yeah, we brought him in to work out in practice. It just, you know, he didn't drop that far, but he's a really good kid. I know his dad.
Now, it's interesting that you did bring him up. He is a young man who was flamboyant, great personality. We sat down and talked with him on the Outsiders because we knew, you know, he would be a top three pick. We know just how the league goes and what guys' mind state are. And he is a guy that's from Nebraska. That's Big Ten country. If people don't know what Green Bay is, that's in the state of Wisconsin, Big Ten country. So y'all seen a lot of the guy. Like you say, he's actually from the state of Wisconsin. So you knew him very well. That's an interesting topic. We're not going to get into the J.J. Burton because we know what his dad operates with. So we're not going to put you under that type of microscope. The Vikings, this is who your Week 12 opponent is. This is why you're in this city. What is the mind state right now? The Vikings have looked like they went back a little bit towards their old ways, the ground and pound, and they have done a wonderful job of balancing an offense out the last few weeks. Now, a lot of people in the circles are speaking and saying the Vikings might be a contender if they can stay this way, but some people say once the game gets tight, they might go back to the ugly, the good, as they call it, the ugly Rex and the good Rex. What Vikings are you expecting? Because after they played you, they played the Lions twice. That might not be a good engage of what type of offense to expect. What is you looking for as you've been watching film on the Vikings since y'all played?
Well, it's like he plays pretty balanced against everybody else, but when he plays me, that there's a tendency to throw the ball every time, and I don't know why, but that's what happens. I don't think I jump out the big leads a lot. It's just I don't know. Maybe he hasn't found success running the ball, and he gets away from it early, but I expect to see a lot of passing. He has a good quarterback. I can't remember his name right now, but he has a good receiver.
Joku,
yeah. He has Sutton, yeah. And he has LeCraig Taylor. So, and they have speed. He has some size out there. So I expect to see a lot of passing. I think he got rid of Trey Burton, but he brought in another tight end who's pretty good. So, we don't expect to see a lot of run. We expect to run a lot of inside zone just to prove a point. And we're just going to stay balanced like we always do.
Wow.
And whatever's working, we take advantage of it.
For a lot of people that don't know, the Vikings and Packers don't like each other. They have probably the most balanced rivalry and from start to finish in the upper echelon. A lot of rivalries start out hot and be sizzling, and they just kind of fade out, and one just start dominating the other. Or just be a rivalry because one guy's won one game out of 10. That's not technically a rivalry. That's just you finally stepping up and playing a little bit. But you two always play very close games every season. No one never tends to blow each other out. Maybe two blowouts in 7 seasons, one apiece. So we know this game is going to be close. A lot of fans is going to be there. A lot of media is going to be there. KT is expected to be there, the owner of the Panthers. A lot of people are expected to be at this game. Do you think this is a type of statement game that you have to win, or it's just a game that you want to win and just continue on building on a resume?
I think I need to win this just to get a little distance in the division. So I'm looking for, at the very least, a 2 seed. So I win this, I can, the division's mine, and then I'm working on that 2 seed. I'll see the Saints later on, and he's already probably thinking wild card. So if I can catch him slipping, get past him, I don't see many challenges ahead. I think I may have, no, I already played smooth, so I don't see many challenges ahead. So I'm just really need to win this one to get that 2 seed.
Yeah, as we look at the schedule, I am a Woody Page type of guy. I see that you have the Bears, Raiders, Saints, Chiefs, Lions left. So Saints and Chiefs are two playoff teams fighting for season, fighting for wild cards. Yeah, so you have them kind of late in the season. Have to go to Arrowhead late in the season. That's always kind of tricky to go to Arrowhead in late December, early January. But I do want to talk about a few teams in the NFC. We only have about 2 minutes left with you, DJM. The Redskins, they are currently a team that quietly has played wonderful football. They will be 8-3. They have the Bills, not their fault, so they will begin to force win. They will be 8-3 going into week 13. They're a team that hasn't, a lot of people not talking about. They don't flash it. They're not blowing, like I said, I put them as one of my top 10 guys playing me. He don't blow no one out, but he don't get blowed out, but he just steady there, winning games, and owning that division right now. What do you think about the Redskins, and are they really a legitimate threat for you to catch that 2 seed?
Yeah, of course they are, because they've beaten, I think, everybody in the division, so if they can keep winning, they're going to get a 2. Well, they'll be right there in the contention. But, and I just want to kind of go against what you said about it. They don't get blown out. They haven't been blown out recently, but check my resume. But Clemmie's been consistent. He's a really consistent player. Like, he's always there, ready to play, willing to play. And you always know what you're going to get from him. His game doesn't change a lot, and sometimes that's a good thing. He's going to always be that consistent guy, win or lose. And right now he's winning with it. I think he's beating everybody in his division. So he has a good chance to at least win in division, at the very least, and maybe snatch that 2 seed if I slip up.
Exactly. Well, DJ, we've got a minute and 30 seconds. What is the message that you want to lead to the Minnesota Vikings or the rest of the league, or just anything that you would like to share from the Green Bay Packers organization?
Well, first, since we got a Sweetwater plug, I just want to plug Guinness Blonde American Lager, number one right here. Anyway, I don't have anything to really say about the game tomorrow. Just, it'll be streaming. Just watch the stream, and that'll say everything needs to be said. But as far as the league goes, I think we're wrapping up. This is a good year. Across the board, this is a good year. We found a lot of new guys, a lot of good guys. Soon we're going to have – we're nailing down all the details on the lottery, how it's going to play out. We're going to know what teams are going to be for Madden, so I want guys to be hyped about that. Well, I want everybody to be hyped, because some of you won't have a chance next year like you didn't this year, but that's okay. But details will be coming out. Mr. Hills, Mr. President, will have deets on that. And just everybody get your games in. What you got, Hills?
Yeah, I agree. Thank you for coming on the show, but I agree, echo what you said. Excitement will come. We will have. We're hashing out the draft lottery. Within the next 2 weeks, we have some meetings, we have some contract negotiations, some fights that have to take on behind the scenes to get that out. But once we get out, we will have excitement, and I guarantee you we're going to bring the very best draft lottery that you've ever seen. That's our goal, to keep you excited. That's what this league is all about, and we're ready for the stretch run. Playoff push begins after tomorrow. DJM, thank you for coming on the show. Not cash your check before September. Go ahead.
I just want to congratulate you on that YouTube contract. I saw the numbers. That's amazing. I really, really want to congratulate you.
I did not want to toot my own horn, but the contract they gave KT and the one they gave me is a joke. It's almost doubling what they're paying KT. So for the guys that love KT, he's not even in the same ballpark as me. It's figures right now. I'm in 9 figures. He's around in 6 to 7 range. But we're not talking about that. Thank you for that. DJM, like I said, I appreciate everybody and everything that you do for UE. Everybody get your games in. We're 5 seconds away from the sign-off of this one. We'll be live in Minnesota tomorrow. Have a great day. And we're out. All right, yeah, we off the app. We good. We off the app. But
good.
Yeah,
I can say what I really
want to
say. Nah.
Yeah, they don't hit sign off now, but yeah, I might not join previously. So. I thought about it. Today. I said this man,
I'm thinking, man.
He weaseled out. He's got it away where he got 32 active users, owners. No league usually has that. You always find a few bad seeds in and one or two. He won't have that because he's picking the best out of every team that's active and plucking them. And if you're not winning in one league, you know.
Exactly. You're not winning while you win other. And is that a bad thing, though? At the end of the day, you know you're going to have good competition. You've been facing good guys.
Yeah.
You ain't cheese balls.
And
well,
then
I also told that
dude. Top dog in the league. And beast mode in
there. Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
Oh, beast mode in there?
Yeah, both of them, man.
By the way, at home.
It'll be a competitive league, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's scared of DJM for real.
Oh.
I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, beast mode.
But, yeah.
You didn't make it work every time. It's a 50-11, and you lost by 2 points.
Yeah, he got it. He's
sitting there. Yeah, 50-11. I just don't know. Guys getting desperate. They getting desperate, man. Playoffs getting close.
Yeah, yeah.
If Trapp can get himself together, he's right there. Win the day, 49ers and Cardinals will be a big game. If Spitzer can get his mind right, I don't know if his sister, you know, if his sister bothered him, but the way he was talking to me, he'll tell me something wrong with his family. He just bored with Matt, which happened. But look at this. But look at this team, though. He destroyed that team, too.
Yep.
That's trash, by the way. So, I don't know what's going on. But yeah, he going to have to
see. Now, actually, nobody should be my team.
No.
Did you watch the beginning of the night? Did you see when I hit Richie and the air ball popped out?
Oh, I didn't see y'all game. Yeah, I seen it was a blowout.
Then I got bored.
I stopped. Yeah, I seen it. It was
over. He trash, man.
Terrible.
But, I'm 95 overall. Like, there's no way any team should be able to play with my team. You know what I'm saying? His team's 76 overall.
Terrible.
It's terrible. I've never seen guys let their teams get that bad. They don't do free agency.
No.
Just, if you ain't going to do free agency, let the computer do it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do free agency. Don't draft.
No, like, come on. You got to do one of them. To get your type of player.
What are you doing? Yeah. You was trading. You was out. Everybody was, you know, everybody happy to trade. You had Sheldon Richardson, Julio. Then he had Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm. Had Julio and Kevin White on the same team.
Yeah.
Wasn't doing that with him. It's just, they're not, it's to the point where I know players always don't want you handcuffing the guys, but you don't want to lose the integrity of your league because even he said something about Austin, Tobar.
Yeah.
And he's like, he don't know how to build a team. And I said, you're right, but that's what we always say about the other guys. That's why you can't allow certain moves because it's not about them just gutting a team. If they decide to quit or something really pops up and we have to replace them, and someone that know how to – excuse me, build a team, they see them trash teams, they're not going to want that. I wouldn't come into the league for something like, oh, this is the only team you got. Never mind. I find the league. It ain't about the team.
Yeah.
It's the roster, though. Come on, man.
Yep.
So
that's why I went to NBC. Lines was loaded when I went there.
Mm-hmm.
And Pootie's still trying to get me
keep
back.
Come over here.
He
loves
right.
acting guy.
Right. Who don't call him? You know.
I don't know. Yeah, he ain't no. I don't know, man. I'm currently in three leagues right now for 17, but like I said, it legit.
Who hit you
cool,
up,
man? But nah, he ain't hit me up. He ain't hit me up about NBC.
You ain't play long enough though.
Mm-mm. That's what I said. That's I played cool. 4 seasons.
Yeah, but I played last Madden, this Madden. He got guys who been rolling with him. Like, we going to have. I think we're going to have guys who freaking play with us for a few Maddens.
As long as we do. Yeah.
Yeah. You know how that go. Some guys don't.
Oh, yeah.
They can't. You know, stuff happens, but for the most part, you're like, you know, everything stable in your life. You're good. Play Madden.
That's why I'm trying to figure out exactly what I'm doing. Like, I'm streaming on Ustream. So I'm going to keep my dreads clean. I'm going to have to be cleaned up that day. I want to make sure I'm presenting the lead the right way. Because Fred's having his draft at 24, so I'm not going to do it that day. I don't want to have it
right.
That day because he's doing – the way they're doing it is going to be – it's a good idea concept, but it's not going to work. Because I'm going to tell you why. Everybody work different schedules for one. But for two, he's talking about doing it live where Sifu is pulling the name and he's on the phone with the person. If they're at work, that's not going to work.
Yeah,
some people just not
going to
pick up their phone.
That too.
Huh?
But you can't call me – 24th is a Wednesday, right?
Yeah. That's the day after they release you. Yeah.
You can't call me on at 9 o'clock and expect me just to be able to answer.
Mm-hmm. Ain't going to work like that.
Nah.
Because some guys I've never talked to enough, and that's fine. I've talked to Clemmy on the phone because he's called me before.
I talked to
the Lions. Yeah, I mean, they're not – it's not like they won't pick up, but – some guys are not going to pick up you. With your old lady, you might can look at a text. You can look at a text and say, oh, who's available? You show who's available. You're like, oh, okay, I know this. Let me check real quick. Da, 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 da. I'm going to take them. I'm not about to have no conversation with you because I could be ignoring my woman and texting you who I want at the same time, and it ain't going to be no conflict. Me picking up a phone for a man game, and the game just dropped, so you're going to be on it probably for a lot.
Exactly.
It ain't gonna fly. That's what I'm trying to do with probably on the weekend with. That's why I told KT, I'm going to just draft, pull the name, just do the draft lottery.
We did
it
on Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was because I was in Florida today. You mean I was in Florida, but it was a Saturday. I just didn't know what day it was, though. But I told him it was the week of the 17th. So it was probably that 20-something. Because you saw me in the room on my Gmail last night, didn't you?
I think so. Because my wife was filming and I was doing the thing or something. And then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, I told you this happened. I had the number one pick. Like, I just randomly did it, got number one pick, and I said, man, I ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That
wouldn't have been
look.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even though you did it fair and it showed it, you just, that's how I don't know how commissioners get in the league and get their same team every year. That's why I don't like legit, that lead I'm in.
Well,
you make them let everybody else pick the scrap. They don't do that, though, do they?
Yeah. Most
–
oh,
they do?
That's the difference. Yeah, but most guys don't. It all depends on what people do, too. The only person
– yeah.
I think out of all them guys, the only person who kept their team, and he's been doing this since, like, Madden 12, is Joker. The Chiefs.
I always get the Chiefs.
That's the only one, though. And everybody else uses
that's
to change
cool.
it up. I don't
– yeah. I don't have
and
no problem.
Ty, I talked to Ty today.
Yeah.
He said, man, I need to get to keep my bills. I'm like, bro, you better go get the 49ers.
Once he left, he lost that kind of – he lost that leverage, though. Because I was going to let him.
I said that, too.
He's going to be the only – him and Gold probably been the only two want to keep their team. Gold will keep Baltimore because he's from Baltimore. He don't care about the time. He just like Baltimore. So that's cool. Them two could have kept their team. Nobody else was going to probably keep their team. KT don't want to keep the Carolina Panthers. I don't want to keep no Titans. You don't want the Packers. Even though the Packers are good, I like new teams every year.
I mean, you got to.
Anyway.
You got to.
Yeah, so. I don't know. Like I said, I was going to do the draft lottery and just pull the names. Like I
so
said, I'm going to put the names. I'm going to find some balls or something all the same color, same size, so it won't be no, you know, I can pick one. Not be a certain one. I know it's not Austin or Smooth. It'll all be the same type of egg or whatever. Pull that name. I'm going to write everybody's name on a piece of paper. Fold a piece of paper in that, you know, the innovator at 32 eggs or balls or whatever. Open the ball live. I have Sandy freaking, she'll be videotaping it. And I pull them out of a bag. and then I say this, and then I can write them on the board or whatever and do it like that. And then after I do the whole 32, we'll get in the chat and we'll tell them, we'll all have this information before the lottery happened, but we'll tell them, okay, tomorrow at from 11 a.m. for the entire day, from 11 a.m. to this, we'll have a certain amount of slot time when you got to pick your team, 10, 15 minutes or whatever it is, and then we'll move and go from there. Because we're not going to be able to do it live on the spot. That's why what him and President Sifu is a cute idea. It's not going to work, though. I didn't tell him that, but that's not going to work. People are not going to pick their phones on. And so how long are you going to wait? I'm not waiting no hour for somebody to pick no team. That's ridiculous. We tell you 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time, that'll let you know what day we're going to pick it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I said by next week I want to have some type of – my idea is that we just need to know what days, the dates we're going to do it so we can have everybody look. This is the times that we're going to – just check your phone. You ain't even got to worry about picking it up. If you want me to call you, that's better. Just tell me. But I can text you. You can know what team's available. I have all that ready for you. I'm not working.
Yep.
So I got more, you know, more time to do that. So just try to do it that way. So I try to maybe do the draft lottery that Saturday and maybe that Sunday or Monday. We'll have them whichever, you know, days I ask you, UPT, KT, get all the committee guys. And we need to get our real committee together now, kind of start getting them together too.
I think we're good. We want to add Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Who did we see? That was it, I think. Take Trap. We can leave Trap in. Trap ain't going to hurt. He can just vote.
Exactly.
Yeah, he can be a designated voter. And we still take his little $10. I talked to him the other day.
He is. I talked to him today. I was down there. I talked to him for a minute.
He said he worked Wednesday to Saturday, 5:45 to 4.
Yeah, something like that. He off the plate. That's crazy. Like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. He said he loved. I said, shit, I know you do. But, yo, just add Texans, and then we just ask everybody what day would it be best. If y'all want me to do the lottery on that Sunday, I could do it on that Sunday. Like I said, it's not going to affect nobody. Don't have to watch the lottery. I'm just, you know, it's an option. So it's
the
only person
that's
really doing anything
that
day. Yeah, exactly. So I'm the only one that's really going to be affected that Sunday. You're not going to – Saturday or Sunday is not going to be – you're not going to worry about nothing. You're just watching it or you ain't. But
– I'm going back to get Seattle out there. If I get – go ahead. Let me stop.
No. You're going to get Seattle.
If I get a top pick,
yeah.
I got to.
That's
why I get the Bills.
Hey, Hank, I'm going to call you right back on the other one because we finna disconnect on this line. Yeah.
All right.